Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
South Beach is trendy and quirky, and hey, watch out for that guy on roller skates. It might be part-time Justin. It's the Kid Nation Family Vacation from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel, courtesy of Visit Florida.
Yay. We're here all week long in Miami Beach. A text message here. Big Al.
Yo.
How do you feel staying at the hotel since you are a Home Depot man?
You know what? I'm all good with it.
Well played.
Because just in case we happen to buy a helicopter, we can park it right out here. This is a helipad right outside our door.
Oh, really?
Yes. And if we wanted to go on a helicopter ride, all we have to do is just jump right out there and hop on the helicopter.
Really?
Yes. That's where they land helicopters, dude.
Well, we need...
We need a helicopter. That's what we need.
Do we have any friends with helicopters?
I don't.
Jenna?
Jerry Jones.
I don't think he considers us friends.
That's my friend. I know him.
I don't know about that.
Not like my buddy, but he's my friend.
We're still playing Beat Shazam today, less than an hour away from having you call in to win $1,000. If you're pretty good at guessing music within 1 or 2 seconds, you know, because of that TV show that they got on Fox with Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll play you a song. When it cuts off, that means Shazam got it. And then you have to tell us the name of the song, or we move on to the next person.
All right.
And speaking of friends, Linda from Lowe's.
Hi.
Miami Beach Hotel is here with us.
Our best friend. They plan lots of stuff for us to do this week.
Welcome, guys. We're so excited to have you here.
So you're in charge of planning everything for us this week.
Yeah, and we've got a great week planned for you guys. We're so happy that you're here.
Okay.
Today's going to be an awesome day. It's a beautiful day outside. So after you guys wrap up here, you're going to go jet skiing.
So kind of like what DJ Khaled does?
Yeah. DJ Khaled style.
Yeah. Well, we see his home because you see a bunch of the nice houses,
you're going
right?
to see P. Diddy's house.
What? That's what Khaled does.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it is. Gloria Estefan, Rosie O'Donnell. So you're going to go to Star Island.
Oh, nice.
And then you're going to see downtown where the Heat plays from the Bay.
Yeah.
And you'll get to see all the fabulous islands where all the mansions are down here. And the intercoastal where all their Art Deco district is. So our beach partners, the Boucher brothers, do a great job with that. So they'll take you out and zip you around. And
what
you can...
about animals?
Animals? Well, they're everywhere. So
beneath us.
So you never know.
We're not being like in crocodile, I mean alligator water,
no,
right?
No, 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 no.
Okay.
No,
no, that's Thursday.
That's later this week.
That's on Thursday, I believe, yeah.
Okay.
Alligator.
That's a different day, not at the hotel.
It's not crocodiles, it's alligators, right?
Yeah, alligators.
Okay. Yeah.
We had a big debate about that last week.
Yeah, we did.
Now, are there, you know, since we're going by celebrity houses, are they sometimes out there in their backyard mowing the grass or?
Sure, you never know who you're going to see.
Yeah?
You never know.
Mowing the grass.
They could be mowing the lawn, they could be sunbathing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They could be jet skiing along with
us. They could be jet skiing right next to you.
You never know.
Because I really think P. Diddy is in town, right?
I don't know. I haven't followed
along. He loves coming to Miami.
He does.
So he's here a lot.
What are you gonna do?
Huge day.
I feel like I would park my jet ski and just kind of go up to his house the way DJ Khaled does.
I think you should. Be that easy.
Yeah, go ahead. You should do that.
What?
You should do that.
We double dog dare you.
Yeah.
No, we'll do it. Well, Kenzie's
just a strange, tatted up man approaching his home from the behind.
Well, my wife's going to be on my jet ski, so.
Oh, there you go.
So I feel like if you go to his house, you're supposed to bring chicks.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, definitely. Yeah.
And a yacht. Yeah. It helps if you have a yacht and a lot of chicks.
Or a jet ski. Linda, do you go on these jet ski excursions with us?
I have been on one. I'm not going today.
Oh, I know.
Because I'll be here preparing the rest of your day for you.
We have a lot more than just a jet ski
trip today. What else are we doing?
So you guys are going to go to our cabana deck called Soak, and we have some fabulous cabanas with rooftop terraces and butler service.
Very
fun. Yes, so you'll get to lounge around there, get some food.
Sounds like mimosa
check
time
out our pool.
To me.
And then you guys have some spa at our spa.
Oh, this is a strenuous day. So, I'm going to need to relax.
It's going to be really fun.
I'm going to need to
very
rest.
Exhausting.
My gosh. We should have saved this for the last day. Yeah.
Well, which brings us to this text from Dana. I love you guys so much. You deserve a week of relaxation without having to perform on the...
Relaxation?
Relaxation.
Relaxation.
Relaxation. Without having to perform on the radio, although I would miss you terribly. No, we are definitely going
to
be relaxing.
Take away from the relaxing when we have to get up and work. I'm just being honest.
They kind of go together.
Kind of tired, yeah.
So we're getting massages today, Lynn.
Yeah, yeah. Exhale Spa does great therapies, body therapies. So you guys are going to get the fusion massage.
And now Al's very interested in the gym and its hours.
Yes,
is
so
it 24
much.
Hours?
Well, it opens at 6 a.m. every day. So. Okay.
Dang it, I'll have to work then. What time is it closed?
We're going to take 10. That really hard 10 a.m. class, right?
Yeah, Wednesday. Wednesday you're doing
we're
class.
Taking a really hard class.
An Exhale class.
A what?
A hard core fusion class.
Core fusion.
Okay, this is the three words I don't need to say on vacation. Core, fusion, and class. And gym. Fourth. Oh, but anyway, I'd love to take advantage of the amenities here at the
Please do.
Miami Beach Hotel.
The amenities.
That's fine, Al. That's good for you. You got to get in shape because Dr. Girlfriend's going to make an appearance this week.
Do you
know?
Okay. What? Yes, back to that. Y'all's bacon. Florida must make some serious bacon.
The bacon is very good.
Y'all's bacon is like on point.
You noticed anyone else notice that?
Deflection?
Yes.
No, I meant to say this.
Baconflection.
I meant to say this.
He's using bacon to not talk about
what a deflection over here.
We were talking. I don't know what we're talking about. It just popped in my mind.
Your girlfriend coming.
Yes, my girlfriend. Yeah. And she will really enjoy the bacon.
Oh, good. Well, it's all locally sourced bacon.
I'm telling you.
It really is.
Yeah, I believe it.
It is local bacon. So.
A pig's born in Miami, raised in Miami.
Yeah, we do a lot of local foods here.
Look at that.
Sorry, and Al's girlfriend's coming Thursday, by the way, for everybody wondering.
Yeah.
Are you going to see her?
Dr. Girlfriend!
Yes, I'm going to see her. I'd love to introduce you. Y'all look a little bit alike.
I'd love to meet her. Well, then she must be fabulous.
She is. Oh, is that wrong
you
to
have,
say that?
Linda, you have no idea how this week's going to go for you.
I'm very excited.
Until Thursday.
Yeah, we are
she can hardly contain her.
I have a feeling we're just not going to see her the rest of the week. She's just going to send us an itinerary.
Oh, no. I'll be here.
Yeah.
We'll be here, too. With the bacon.
Next time we won't sit you in front of Big Al like that. We're sorry about that.
It's all good.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Okay, but why was I told we had to bring red bathing suits?
So here's the thing. I couldn't find one.
Are you kidding me? I walked by one at Walmart. You could have gotten one anywhere.
I walked by one.
You didn't try to find one.
Not only is it red bathing suit seasonal every year, especially with the Baywatch movie, they've become more popular.
They're everywhere.
I had my wife go out and look for it because she wanted to go shopping, and she said she could not find a bathing suit that was red for me.
Well, I'll go out today and find you one.
There's a place right across the street here that sells them.
I'm trying to get us out of something.
We're in Miami. I think we can find
one. Trying to get us out of something, Al. But we're going to do it now. I actually did bring
Rich. What, posing with your shirt off? That's out of your comfort zone?
Yes.
Oh, whatever.
Let me see your cell phone.
You got to go with
Jason's trying to get out of it. I'm not even trying to get out of it.
I brought red shorts. They're not bathing suit shorts. But I brought red shorts, and I knew you guys would make fun of them.
Why?
Because they're just gym shorts.
Are they mediums?
No, they're just regular shorts.
Okay. Long in the front, thong in the back.
Yeah. Long in the front, thong in the back.
Oh, wow.
That's how we roam right there.
Oh, man.
All right, so we're going to go jet skiing today, get massages, go hang out in the cabanas.
And that's just today.
That's just today. And then you end, we're going to have a fabulous dinner at Lure Fish Bar, which is our signature restaurant here. So super fresh fish. So
I'll save up my calories for that.
Do I have to catch it today on the jet ski?
Yes, that's actually part of the adventure jet skiing that you're doing.
Is the seafood local? Or is it brought in too?
It's a combination of both.
Okay.
So we have a lot of local fish. And there's an ocean we'll right back there.
Dress-wise, should part-time Justin wear shorts that go past his knees?
Oh, hey, Justin.
Actually, they need to be shorter than that.
Yes!
Oh, hey! Welcome to Miami. Yeah. All right. Well, Linda, thank you so much for putting all this time in.
Thank you guys so much.
Man, if this is Monday, I mean, what are we going to do on a Tuesday?
Rest.
Wow.
Rest.
No, we have more. Linda's got plenty of us for us to do this week.
The rest day.
Yeah. We got Beach Shazam coming up in about 40 minutes. And Jenna went on a date this weekend, and it was a very sweaty date.
Oh, my God.
So sweaty.
It's like you were there.
Creepy.
Yes. Yeah. Put on your sexy clothes and get ready to listen to the sexiest, sweatiest date you've ever heard.
Oh, my.
Compliments of Jenna and some random guy.
Big Al was planting his big butt in the sand, just steps away from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. Thank you, Visit Florida, for the Kid Nation family vacation.
We're live from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel all this week, thanks to visitflorida.com. Real quick, so we got Beach Shazam coming up in 30 minutes. That TV show is hosted by Jamie Foxx.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie Foxx actually was in the news this weekend.
Really?
Because last week, Kathy Griffin got in a little bit of trouble
because
of a picture, actually video she posted. And she got some support from Jamie Foxx, even though he thinks she made a big mistake.
As comedians, sometimes we do go beyond, past the line. I still love Kathy Griffin. She went past the line. She'll pay for it in the way she pays for it. And we'll go out and we'll laugh with her. Again, I will say this. Don't kill the comedian. There's a lot of people out here doing really bad things. And every time a comedian says anything, I said something about peanuts. You're peanut shaming! Says something about dolphins. Oh my God, you're a dolphin! We're the comics. We're entertainers.
That's very true.
We don't mean any harm. You guys got to stop it.
That's what she was saying when she had her...
She didn't. Okay.
Yeah. Press. But yeah, what she did was...
Yeah, you go over the line sometimes.
Yeah. You know
it's the risk you take she knew as a comedian.
She knew what she was getting into. Luckily, Bill Maher took some of that heat away from her this week.
I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't hear what Bill Maher did?
No.
Al Mack.
No, how did I not see that?
So he had a senator on his show, and the senator was they were talking about something having to do with slavery or back in the day. And Bill Maher just said, I wouldn't be out. Again, I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember. I wouldn't be out on the fields. I'm a house blank. And he actually said the word.
Ooh.
So, yeah, the internet blew up.
Twitter blew up. Yeah. Chance the Rapper was like, please don't ever let him be on the show again.
A lot of
artists.
He
has so much free reign on that show.
Yeah.
He said he didn't sleep all night.
He says he does that often because he says
Friday
things
nights,
on his show.
But he really had a particularly sleep-free night that night.
He apologized, but...
Oh boy.
And people are now arguing whether he went with the ER or the A ending, and it's like, it doesn't matter. I mean,
care.
He still said it.
I don't care. It doesn't matter.
So he caught some heat because of that this week.
I would imagine so.
And I'm sure Kathy was like, whew, took a little bit of that away from me right there. Thanks.
Refocus.
Yeah. But speaking of TV shows that I really like right now, since we're talking about Beat Shazam... Love Connection came back.
I need to catch this.
I do too, man.
What night is it on?
It's on right after Beat Shazam on Thursday.
How does this work? Because I didn't see the original.
So Andy Cohen is the host, and he's great. And so what they do is they bring out a bachelor or a bachelorette, and they go on three dates. And then after they go on three dates, they come back for the TV show, and they do quick interviews with them while they're sitting there.
Okay, that's different than the old format because used to be there would be three choices and they go on one date with the three choices.
Uh-huh. No,
so now
different.
It's different? They go with all three?
They give them the money to, I think, $500 or something like that.
Wow.
Here's
that's
$500.
A nice first date.
Yeah, do whatever you need to do with this to impress your date or whatever.
Yeah, you got to build it up for TV. So.
Exactly. And so they've had a little bit of success. So I was thinking maybe Jenna could go on that TV show.
She could. We could probably make that happen, I bet.
You want me to go on Love Connection?
That would be pretty cool to see that, because I've seen people actually developing some relationships. Now, after the show, they give you an update. None of them have lasted.
I was going to say, after the three dates, did they choose one that they want to kind of continue with?
Yeah, so you can win $10,000, right? And at first, when they show the people, they have the audience pick. Who do you think they'd match with? So they put that in before they even hear them, before they hear about the date. And then afterwards... The person chooses who they want to continue with.
Okay.
And if it matches the audience, they get $10,000. Or if they match with somebody else, they wanted somebody else, and the audience picked somebody different, they could dump that person, go with the person the audience picked, and take the $10,000.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's so stressful.
It's so stressful.
Like, am I playing for the people or am I playing for myself?
And people will keep it real on this show. Like, they're so mean to each other.
Yeah, it's not.
But that's for a 10. Then they're not there for the right reasons.
Yeah, like this guy was making fun of this girl's weight, and like they have to rate each other on a scale of 1 to 10, and like this guy gave a girl a 1.
Oh. That's not
Oh, it's savage.
Yeah,
it's
dating shows are so bad. Did you ever
I thought like 4 is as low as you give someone. That's insulting.
They gave a 1.
A 1?
They gave a 1,
that's
Jenna.
Horrible. That's like not even human.
Did you ever watch Next, where people were on the bus, and then the one person is looking for someone to date, and someone would step off the bus
and go,
just face off their, next, and you would get a dollar for every minute you would last, and some girl just got like 10 cents because she lasted like a second. It was bad.
Oh,
yeah.
To put yourself up for that.
Yeah, I couldn't.
I would have to question my mental health.
I would just give up on life if I got nexted. I would be like, no, I'm not going to ever date anybody.
I forgot about that. Funny. That was painful.
Yeah, but Jenna, you didn't find yours on a dating show.
Oh my gosh, I would have made like $300 on Saturday.
Oh, you probably
I didn't get
that,
nexted.
So tell us about this sweaty date.
You guys would be so proud of me, I think, for actually going out on a date with someone I've never met before, met on a dating app, and had the bright idea because we're both active. Like, he wanted to take a workout class, and you know I like to go boxing, and I'm like, well, we can go to Title Boxing.
So for a first date, you guys are doing a workout.
Yeah.
That's good.
It is good because, wow. Okay, there's an element of me that I've always worked out with boyfriends or people that I've dated because I'm an active person. That's fine. But right out of the gate and knowing I get really sweaty and boxing's a really hard workout and it was a 75-minute class, I was like, I was kind of like, do you want to do yoga? But then I'm like, I'm bad at yoga. So I was trying to think of something. I'm like, well, boxing's, I love boxing. He had never done it before. I'm like, well, it's my element. This will be great.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, and then let's just go right after and we'll go like get some lunch after. I'm thinking, I'm going to be so sweaty and gross. But you know what? This is me. I work out on Saturday. I'd love someone that's going to work out with me and go get waffles.
So he's going to see you without like the makeup and without the fancy clothes?
No, I went for it.
He's not going to see that.
I'm asking.
No makeup. I went for it. Yeah, no makeup at all.
Okay.
Yeah, no makeup.
And it's such a good idea, too, because you get to see him work out, show his muscles, and then he gets to see your
abs.
That
could backfire, though.
So bad.
But here I am thinking, I know. I'm like, I don't even know how this is going to go. But it was the best first date, other than the sweatiness. But once I got over that, it was so good. It was so good. He brought a change of clothes for lunch. I didn't. So, went to the farmer's market, went to, went out to lunch and sat there for hours talking. It was great.
So what's this guy look like?
Tall, totally opposite of anyone I've been with before. Like
so about
6'4".
6'4"?
Wow. Yeah.
Dang.
Fit.
Uh-huh.
Almost too smart for me, though. Like, I felt...
No, I hate that.
I went and bought...
outdating a doctor,
I went, so my girlfriend can attest to this, since this was Saturday. I bought... two business magazines and a book on emotional intelligence because I felt intelligent shamed. Not anything that he did, but I felt like I wanted, he made me want to be smarter.
Oh, well,
so
that's good.
Was great. It was a great first date.
Huh.
So he's like a super smart dude.
Yeah.
Business guy.
Smart. Yeah, yeah.
So what did you, when he was changing clothes after y'all sweated and you weren't.
No, he literally goes, are you, we're going to change, is there a locker room? And I was like, I didn't. Bring a change. He goes, you're just gonna, so you're just gonna wear this. I was like, yeah.
So he kept on the same clothes too then.
He put on another shirt. We were so sweaty and I just went how I was. But you know what? This is me.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do about it?
Yeah. Nothing.
At 9 a.m. Saturday, hour and a half boxing class. This is me.
All right.
I think it's all right.
Is there going to be a second day? I think they always ask that on Love Connection.
They do,
right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Will there be a follow-up date?
I don't know. My best girlfriend, Mackenzie, is here. What do you think? She's in the know.
She thinks there is?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Was there a smooch?
No.
No smooch. That's
no.
good. You let him wait.
Oh,
no.
Man.
What? At the farmer's market?
A kiss at the beginning of the date? Yeah.
No.
I mean, not the beginning of the date, but at the end? Yeah. After you're all hot, wet, and sweaty. And
I didn't kiss out until after the fourth date.
Four dates?
Fourth?
Yeah.
Wow.
No kiss, no second date.
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know what I was doing in 4 days.
You got a kiss on the first
Your
date.
Your girlfriend held out for a lot longer than 4 days.
Yeah, she
five.
Did. Yeah, she did. No, she held
no,
out for
I wasn't
months.
Really in like a kissing mood. It was like brunch and there were families and I was, I probably smelled like sweat and waffles.
Yeah.
Well, there's no kiss after the first date. You don't know if the second date's going to happen.
It's a morning show.
Right.
Well, it obviously did happen.
Justin, I'm like maybe looking for an emotional connection.
Well, a lip lock locks in the second date.
No, it does not.
I think so.
Tell that doll the one-night stands of the world.
No, right.
Tell that doll the one-night stands of
well,
the world.
Well, that's what
a kiss wouldn't make
that's
it or break it, but...
Hold on.
At least on the forehead or cheek or nose.
No.
Oh, yeah, sort of.
Nose?
A puppy?
A little nose.
No, because then you get a nose sweat.
If somebody kisses me on the nose after a first date, be like...
Hey, you at least kiss somewhere. The hand.
The hand's good. The cheek's good.
I guess that's sort of gentlemanly.
Don't you want to make sure you don't waste your time? Because what if he kisses you and he's got that lizard like dab tongue and he's like just like
that's
poking?
That's the worst.
I know.
Now you've been out on 5 dates with the dude and you're just now finding out he can't kiss.
You got a lizard kisser.
Some people like surprises, okay?
Or the over kisser, you know, the one that have the mouth wide open.
Yeah.
One that doesn't breathe, just keeps it in there and he's like churning cement.
Or the one who sucks out your tongue or like.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I'm having bad kiss flashbacks.
This is why you have to try it within the first couple.
You gotta know.
You just gotta know.
I agree, but I like maybe more of an evening date after this. That's why it was a different kind of date to wake up at 7:30 in the morning and be like, I'm gonna go box with someone I've never met.
Well, how would you rate it on a scale from 1 to 10, the date?
Oh my gosh, 10.
10.
Nine. I mean, eight. I haven't been out there that much, so yeah. So I feel like that's like seeing the first dance and like giving.
Keep
them all
talking to her by the end.
Yeah.
This was the worst date of my life.
Keep the one.
Well, hopefully, if the second date
for our first date, it was great. Not awkward. Very comfortable.
If the second date's successful, hopefully you wake up at 7:30 in the morning again.
Oh, Al, stop it.
Whatever. I thought you guys would just be happy that I got out there.
I'm so happy for you.
I am too.
Yeah.
Because you know how much I wanted to come up with an excuse to cancel, like,
wait,
not get up. What?
Did you bring him on the family vacation? Is he here?
He proposed?
Come on in, random guy.
Nah, not here.
All right. When can we meet him?
I don't even know. I don't even know if we'll hang out again.
Oh man, y'all.
He doesn't even live in the same city as me.
Oh, okay.
Bride magazine, that's a problem. It's time to start planning stuff now.
We started planning for Kelly. Yeah. It worked out. Hey, look at you showing up in your activewear.
That's Kenzie.
Kenzie, can you cover your boobies? Cover the boobies. You're on Kid TV right now.
It's just chilly right now.
No, show them, Kenzie.
Look chilly in here.
If I get in here looking all good like that. So my wife's here.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She is here.
By the way, I knew my wife's a marriage material girl yesterday when we were hanging out with Jenna.
Yes.
And one of our friends put up a profile of this guy on Instagram who's the hottest doctor ever and takes care of animals.
He's some hot vet. She's like, Jenna, you need to track him down.
Oh,
listen,
I'm a hot vet.
I'm secure enough to say this guy was a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And so they
a 10 holding a baby bear.
And so, yeah, he's holding on his baby bear. Wow. And she shows my wife the picture. And the first thing my wife says is, oh, look at that cute bear.
Oh.
She didn't even look at the dude.
Yeah, she's just good. Kenzie's good.
Well, what color was the doctor? He was white, right? Kenzie loves a Mexican.
That's true. Yeah, that's a point.
He was dark haired, dark skinned.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah, he was a good looking dude.
Hot is hot.
But he's hot is hot.
Hot is hot.
She didn't even mention it.
Yeah, race, religion, whatever, hot's hot.
I was like, dang, that's a ride or die girl right there. That's my girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Can we please talk about what Kenzie revealed?
What?
Are we trying to climb out a doghouse?
No, he's just
yeah. It's like boom, boom. Can we please bring up what Kenzie said about Snapchat?
This is life with JC. What?
Can we please bring up what Kenzie said about Snapchat? You guys, it's the funniest.
Do I have a second, Cheddar?
Cheddar, can I tell this 30-second story?
Okay.
Kenzie, so somehow everyone comes to my room because, you know, I'm the most social of the bunch. Not at all.
You are
Everyone's
so hot.
Eaten off my mini bar because they don't want to eat in their own.
So if I have a big bill,
Lowe's Hotel, it's because everyone was eating my free.
She had the alcohol.
My stuff.
Yeah, Linda left.
So I don't even drink. Anyway.
Yeah.
So Kenzie's sitting on the bed and we're taking snaps of Justin. And I'm like, Kenzie, why don't you ever send me snaps? Why aren't you on Snapchat? And she goes, well, I got on there, but I couldn't find JC, so I deleted it.
Oh, damn.
JC's...
To snap his own...
I mean, you have his name, you have his code. Yeah, I know it's not the easiest thing at first.
She goes, the woman.
She goes, I don't like it. I couldn't find him on Snapchat, so I just deleted it.
It's J-Dash... S-I.
Don't tell us. Five. Tell her. Don't.
I did. I told her.
Did you block
so
her?
Funny.
No,
did
I didn't.
Did you block your wife from Snap?
You're not on Snap. She said, you're not there, JC.
I'm on Snap. I swear I'm on Snap. All right, so Big Al Mac, you have a bone to pick with staff members.
I have a little bone to pick with one of our coworkers.
Just
here.
One?
One primary and one accomplice.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I have no idea
what's going on. Oh, wow. Big Al Mac.
Big time. We
big bone to pick.
Big time.
Okay.
He's not looking at me. Oh.
He's looking around. He's side-eyeing everybody.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
And we'll solicit. We'll solicit for Beat Shazam. We'll pick this bone with apparently Justin next.
Oh.
Big Al loves the little things. Check out him and the rest of the crew exploring Little Havana on the Kid Nation Family Vacation from Visit Florida. And more Kid Craddock Morning Show next.
5 minutes away from your $1,000 with Beat Shazam. We'll have you call in here shortly. A couple text messages. I thought Jenna was engaged.
Yes.
She was.
We just got done talking about her first date.
I thought so. I thought so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still get messages from you guys. I was engaged for about 30 days until this insane man changed his mind, and I still don't know why.
Yeah.
So it's the craziest thing that's ever happened. I licked my wounds for a while, focused on myself, and now I'm dating again.
Look at her. Boom. Jenna went on a date with a 6'4" guy. My husband is 6'4". It's awesome. People are always amazed, and he reaches high up.
He reaches high up.
Yeah.
He reaches high up.
Yeah, height's not a deal breaker
Jenna's
for
like
me. I date short. Yeah. I go more for personality, I guess, and hot. I don't care if he's tall or short.
Do you have a minimum height requirement?
I don't.
5 foot?
Probably like 5'5", right?
Five. Yeah, sure. I'm 5'5". I think I'm 5'5".
5'5", 5'6", then?
There you go.
Maybe 5'8".
There you go, gentlemen.
5'8" would be nice.
You okay. would date someone shorter than you?
Mm-mm. No, I'm saying 5'8". I'm 5'5",
which is Justin. Still short for men.
Yeah. Yeah.
And another one from the text. I'm not going to lie. Once you said Kinsey was on and she needed to cover her boobies, I turned on Kid TV. yes, you can watch us on Kid TV all week long.
That was me. Sorry.
We're here in the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel all week long, thanks to visitflorida.com.
Yep.
But that does not stop Big Al Mack from the bone he has to pick with somebody on our staff.
Well, here's the thing.
Uh-oh. When it starts with here's the thing, that's bad.
We had this lunch. Friday, a station lunch, a company lunch for one of our employees that was leaving. And I guess about 20 employees showed up. And so we're sitting there
having a high turnout. That's all we have.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I didn't make it.
We were taking tabs.
Did anybody from the show make it besides Al to his own bar?
Al rounds up.
Yeah, it was me. That's fine.
I had child care.
I had children as well.
It was 1:30 in the afternoon, so it's all good. And so, I'm there, kind of hustling lunches, plates, and stuff back to one another.
You were hustling.
And Jenna had her pug, by the way.
Yeah, and so I guess about an hour and a half in, it's almost 3:00, and I realized Curtis was still my dog was still at home. I needed to go get him and let him out, so I was going to go run get him and come back.
Was it time for his shift?
Time for a shift. So I left. I said, I'll be back, y'all, in about 15 minutes. Okay. 15 minutes. And there's other people in the bar. There's some teachers there. We had a little teacher appreciation day.
Oh, that's nice.
So now, prior to everybody getting there, I had a brand new shipment of T-shirts. And they were still in the boxes. And we were starting to sort them on the bar.
Brand new T-shirts?
Brand new. I sell T-shirts at the bar. You know?
Okay.
What do they
McKinney
say?
McKinney Avenue Tavern T-shirts. They're $20.
Okay.
So... while I'm gone, again, I'm gone 15 minutes, I get a text message on my way back, actually.
By the way, I feel really good right now because I wasn't there, so I know Al's not picking his bone with me. It's such relief.
Kelly, you feel good, right? You weren't there.
I'm intrigued.
Justin, how do you feel?
I was there.
Okay, continue, Al.
I get a text message from one of my buddies, a regular at the bar, doesn't work for the company. He said, hey, man, you're not going to believe this. You're going to blank.
Oh, no.
Justin is giving away all of your T-shirts.
you probably assumed it that was this party favor.
Because at Al's other job, his less important job, we give away our T-shirts.
A party favor, right?
Right.
I didn't give them away. I paid for them. That morning, I paid for.
Yeah,
well,
but in his defense, I wasn't there. You assumed they were party favors, Justin?
Yes, Kelly. It's like you were
just
there.
Like at the studio,
my
God! Right?
Hold on. To defend Big Al Mack, don't you see the big shelf in the back of the restaurant where it says T-shirts $20
with a lock on it?
With a lock on.
Then why didn't you have them locked up? Why would you leave them on the counter?
We hadn't sorted them yet. I wanted to redo the whole thing.
I would have understood where you were coming
Thank
from.
Thank you.
Justin.
Well, this is. Well, are you done with your side of the story?
No,
and so I asked. And so what do you mean my side?
This is your side.
And so I asked Justin after getting back. I'm like, Justin, what are you doing? Oh, I thought everybody wanted a T-shirt. How many T-shirts did you give away? 30.
Oh, and they love the shirt so
you
much.
You gave them to the teachers, too. There were
30 people in your bar?
Well, thank you.
Congratulations. Oh,
thank you.
It was a turn
up.
Yeah,
but 20 of them were employees.
No,
of the morning show.
30? I don't know who he gave them to.
All right, well.
They loved it. They were just throwing their arms in the air.
Goodwill.
Well, of course
yes,
they are.
Feeling it. I did you a service, Big Al.
First of all,
people had so much fun.
You didn't know, and you're generous.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at Justin because he gave those T-shirts away to teachers.
That's fine.
You know, teachers deserve to get those T-shirts.
If you ask, I'm fine with you. Hey,
there you go.
You want me to give away a Jello shot or give away a T-shirt or give away a koozie?
Yeah.
I have less expensive stuff to give away. I have a koozie.
Yeah.
I got shot glasses, like $5. Uh-huh. I've got all kinds of stuff. No.
But not the T-shirts.
How much did each of those T-shirts cost you?
About $10.
$20.
They did not.
That's $300 out of pocket.
And your margins aren't right.
Yeah,
right?
And how much are you charging for each shirt?
$20.
Oh, my God. $20.
Well, you got to mark them up, Jeff.
That is so expensive for a shirt.
You need to get a different T-shirt supplier.
You spent $100 on an Ariana Grande concert tee.
Oh, it was only $50, and it was a good T-shirt. It had Ariana Grande's face on it.
How much money is in your bank account right now? What did you tell me yesterday?
Like -25 cents. But you know what?
He's overdrawn a quarter.
Yes. Big Al, I think you're fine because your food menu, the prices on your food
on your menu are so expensive. Why is it $10 for fries with cheese on it, Big Al?
Hold on.
That is expensive.
That is very expensive.
And I thought what you were going to talk about was the Yelp review. You haven't even seen it yet?
No.
Oh, I wrote
hold
that.
On.
You
hold
wrote it?
Hold off.
You wrote a Yelp review.
Hold off on the Yelp review.
I'm afraid to post it.
Trey hit it again.
Oh. I thought that's what you're going to be upset about. You're going to be really, really raw about
Big
Al,
you have a bone to pick with Justin. Well, guess what? He's got a bone to pick in return, good sir.
Uh-huh.
And we'll read that Yelp review. But right now.
Oh, my gosh.
It's Bone Pick Monday, everybody. Yes.
Go fetch.
It's so good when it's not about you. All right, let's give somebody $1,000 with Beat Shazam. Give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
I could use it. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number 11. Are the phone lines working out here in Miami? I don't know. We'll find out.
Working we'll just out. Fine.
We'll play Beat Shazam and Pick That Bone with Big Al Mack next.
Oh, boy.
Be sure and keep up with all the photos and the videos from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. We're here on the Kid Nation family vacation thanks to Visit Florida.
All right, it's time to beat Shazam. We'll pick this bone with Big Al Mack and read that Yelp review here in a couple minutes. But this is the segment of the show where we see if the phones work.
Okay.
This is going to be fun, you guys. We're going to play you a song. When it cuts off, that means Shazam has already identified the song.
Right.
That's when you need to tell us the name of the song, and you win $1,000. It's that simple. Let's jump right into it with caller number one. Who's this?
Caller
Hello?
Number one. Are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Yay. Hey.
The phones work.
Hey.
All right. Hey there. What's your name?
Naomi.
Naomi. All right. Welcome to the show, Naomi.
Naomi's a hot name. Are you hot?
Of course.
I think so.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Yeah.
Love you already.
All right, Naomi. Here are the rules of Beat Shazam. You could walk away with $1,000 if you can identify the song we're going to play for you. When you hear it cut off, don't be scared. That just means Shazam got it. I will ask you to name it right there. And then if you get it right, you get $1,000. If you don't, we'll move on, okay?
Okay.
You got this? All right, Naomi. Here
She's got
is,
this.
Here is your song.
All right. When my hands don't
play the string. Name that song. I'm sorry, Naomi. Oh,
it's
I know.
One of those where you have to sing to get to the chorus.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm trying to do.
Those, you know it, but unfortunately, you couldn't come up with it in time. Naomi, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. Let's move on with caller number two. Hello, who's this?
This is Drew.
Drew.
All right, Drew.
You're hot because you have the Drew name going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Drew, you know the rules of the game. The song's going to play. It's going to cut off. That means Shazam got it. I'll ask you the name of the song, and if you get it, you'll get $1,000, okay?
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's your song. When my hands don't play the string. Name that song.
Oh.
Oh, Drew. I know it's, a,
Sorry,
it's on the
Drew.
Tip of your tongue, isn't it? That's how it works. Drew, have a wonderful day. Let's move on. Caller number three, who's this? Hi.
Hi, this is LaToya.
LaToya.
LaToya sounds
also
confident.
Hot.
Yeah. Another hot
Another
name.
Another hot name.
Another hot name, yeah.
Yeah, LaToya, you feeling confident?
I am so confident. It's Ed Sheeran thinking out loud.
Well, hold on a second. Dang it, LaToya.
You're messing up the flow of the game, LaToya.
She ain't got no time to waste.
Sorry, so just,
she's like,
I'm
give
so
me my
nervous.
Money. I don't care.
Right. Just because legal, we're going to go ahead and play the game, okay. LaToya. And then even though you guessed already, we're still going to do it. Here is your song.
Just stick with your guess, okay?
Okay.
All right, what do you think it is?
Name that song.
Think it out loud.
Hey! Yay!
Good job, baby.
What are you going to do with that $1,000, LaToya?
My son's birthday is Saturday and mine is Sunday, so we're going to have some birthday fun.
How old is he and what's his name?
His name is Micah. He will be 3 and I will be 36.
Good for you.
Micah, LaToya.
Congrats, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry for messing up the game. I
No, you didn't, baby. We were just playing. No, you did fine.
You were just, yeah, you know what? Unfortunately, you're not going to get that money.
No, she was just thinking out
Wait
loud.
A
no.
No, you did fine.
You enjoy it.
And what a great song
Thank
to win,
you.
Too, for you and your son. You have a happy birthday, okay, LaToya?
Thank you so much.
All right.
The Miss LaToya James.
Hold on for us. We got you all set up. $1,000 right there. We'll play again tomorrow. And we got to get to that bone to pick, Justin.
Let's pick it.
Okay. All right. So here's what went down. Big Al Mag got mad at Justin because Justin gave out 30 of Big Al's brand new T-shirts from his bar.
Yes.
But that bar, he charges $20 for those T-shirts. We got a lot of angry people on the text.
Angry for throwing the shirts?
There's people on both teams.
Okay.
Of all, I thought you were doing better at your budgeting, Justin.
Yeah.
Well, he is because it's 25 cents. It used to be like $100.
Yeah.
Second of all, Al, it's free advertising, buddy. Don't get mad at Justin.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Justin, thank you so much for thinking of those teachers.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve those free T-shirts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They should have had their meals comped.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, should
have.
You
would boil it all the way down.
They should have eaten for free.
Did they even get their meals?
But to even it out? Oh, wow.
Oh, y'all make it hard for a brother. I'm a bitch.
Here's another another text.
You get so much free promotion, please.
Oh, good.
Why would Justin give out party favors anyway? It's not his bar, not his party. He shouldn't have been messing with the T-shirts. And Justin should be fired, plain and simple.
Oh, fired.
I know.
Whoa.
Well, you know what? I usually wouldn't just go to a bar and just start throwing out shirts like that.
Uh-huh.
That's rude.
Right.
But that's what we do
at work.
Right.
You know? Yes,
and the morning
that.
Show, if people come by, we have a closet where we will try and give away
and
some
football
t-shirts.
Games.
Yeah. Right.
But sometimes even like church camp, you get to
right.
throw out
everybody
free shirts.
Everybody gets away free t-shirts.
Oh, I see. You
yeah.
just wanted like the t-shirt guns.
Yes.
You just
Ooh,
wanted to throw
a cannon.
Them.
Okay. Yes. But it was a small restaurant. I would have hit someone in the face, given a black eye with a gun.
And wasn't somebody
gun.
Helping you with the shirts?
Yes. George, our boss.
Boss man George.
Boss man George was there.
Mm. You going to be mad at boss man George?
Yes. Mm. He was like, Justin, go ahead and pass out these shirts to all these wonderful teachers. And I was like, that's my boss. I'm going to have to listen
he
to my
listen.
Boss.
Yeah.
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 If you tell me
a quick text could verify your story.
Oh, I would need one. Okay.
No, I'm just saying. Are you saying that George told you? You're going on record as saying George told you to throw those T-shirts.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, we were there.
Right, okay.
Right. We have.
Yes, we were
witnesses
there. I know you were. I know y'all were both there.
Mm-hmm.
But he told you.
Okay, yeah. Let's move forward.
And we found your microphone. We took over the microphone and
Yay!
The DJ system.
Yay.
Oh, it was good.
But get to the bone. You got to pick with Big Al, Justin. What's wrong?
Okay, his $20 for a shirt, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But why is the menu, why is everything on the menu so expensive? $10 for fries with cheese on it. You know what I ordered? I was trying to be good. So I ordered a grilled chicken, mm-hmm. and then I could have had a salad, or mm-hmm. I could have had fries, and then I saw vegetables. I was like, ooh, these vegetables are going to be so good, steamed up,
How
flavored.
Healthy for you to
I know.
Make that decision.
So
I know.
Good.
Well, we're going to Miami, so
right.
I was like, you know, like one day I'll be yeah. eating swell.
And you couldn't afford the cheese fries.
No, I couldn't afford the cheese. Well, George was paying for the meals, you
oh,
know, because
okay.
it was going Yeah. But I was like, ooh, these fresh vegetables are going to be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So then the waitress brings out my chicken. The yeah. chicken looks good. And then you just see nothing but some sad vegetables on the side. It was lettuce, tomatoes, and onions. Everything
it was
you get
a burger topping?
Yes, that's exactly what it was, a burger topping. I was
so
like,
you got a chicken sandwich without the bun.
Yes,
basically.
And then I'm like, he's skipping out on vegetables. Like, he doesn't want to pay extra for Brussels sprouts or asparagus, something nice on that street. They have so many nice restaurants, Big Al. You could have
Brussels sprouts?
Brussels sprouts
That's
are
misleading.
So good.
Green yeah. beans would have been good.
Oh, green beans would have been good.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm going to Nick yeah. Adams, our producer Nick Adams, still waiting for his hamburger that he ordered on Friday.
The service was good. I actually like the
It
service.
Was, not if you ask Nick.
Not Nick. He probably not, but I got my food.
Okay.
Oh,
what's going on, Kelly?
But this was so bad that you decided to take it public, right?
Oh, what's up?
Yes.
Breaking news?
Oh.
Breaking news.
What?
What happened?
Was Justin following your instruction to give out T-shirts? George, boss man George, yes, because Big Al charged me full price.
Oh. Yeah? What is he supposed to do? He's a business, man.
Nothing on the menu is over like $11, Kelly. I mean,
that's
full
not true.
Price.
You get cheese fries
and
with protein.
And if you deduct the $600 worth of T-shirts,
that's why
he
did
out,
it.
Yes.
That's why George did it.
Okay.
Bro, you don't
That's
give,
what he's saying. Because you didn't give him a break on the food. He gave out free T-shirts. It's you George you should be mad at, not
oh. wow.
Justin.
The
well,
plot
I'm giving him what, a discount.
The plot
I'm just,
thickens.
Just telling you what I heard.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you what the boss just said.
I heard Justin was just throwing out T-shirts.
None of us are sorry.
Couldn't you kick George like a 10% discount?
Now Justin's got the boss's eyes. None of us are sorry.
None of us are sorry.
Like
10%, none of us are
10% discount, could that have been a possibility?
Sure, let's just call it a 90% discount because that's basically that's what they got
because
with
of the
free t-shirts.
That was a lot of shirts, but I took it public.
We should eat and drink for free.
I went to Yelp.
It wasn't enough to discuss it. Yeah.
So you went to Yelp.
And I have a
You gave away my t-shirts and then going to give me a bad review.
Just
I was
listen.
So mad. I shouldn't have been so mad about those vegetables. I was just so angry. And I didn't even have to pay for this meal. And I was like, I'm sorry
but
for anyone who has to pay for it. So here we go. I gave it 2 stars, by the way.
That's better than one.
Two out of five?
Well,
you know,
listen.
That's ruining his star average.
Listen.
Oh, kid used to beg people to go on there and give him bad reviews.
He did.
Yeah.
It took me like two years to recover from that.
But they were funny reviews.
People coming in from Europe. What is this place? This place must be horrible.
Yeah.
It's right. actually very cute, Big Al. What you've done, the aesthetic is I love it.
All right, but the reviews are not.
The aesthetic.
All right, so this is the review.
Oh, Lord.
Went with some coworkers. We got lit. The food is okay, though. Don't order the side vegetables. It's lettuce, tomato, and onion. Everything you get on a burger. The food is overpriced for what it is. $10 for fries with cheese on it. For $10, I can get a bowl at Chipotle with guac.
Very true.
For $5 more, you can add meat on the cheese fries at the map, but then that's $15 for some fries. Who wants to pay that price? The fries were really good, though. The fries were so good. It might be worth it for some people. The drink prices make up for the crummy meal prices. Some days they have $2 beers and $3 whales. Strong drinks, too. They have turtle races on Tuesdays.
What?
Yeah.
I have never gotten drunk at Al's Bar.
Oh, I have.
Did you pour your own?
Yeah, you have.
He changed it. And Kelly, you have.
Yeah, you were looking at everyone's face.
I don't remember.
How many birthday parties have you had there?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you have.
That's how many times you've
got drunk before I went to the party because I knew.
Okay.
You do have good special, though. Turtle races on Tuesdays and midget wrestling like every other month. But once you've seen it once, you've seen it all.
True.
The crowd is all right. It's a scene where recently divorced women go to find a man in a place where men in their 40s go to crack open a cold one with the boys.
I see some young college guys in there. I'm so confused right now. Want to be mad, then you say something nice, and then you say something crappy again.
It's the perfect spot to enjoy a cheap drink with the squad while looking for a better place to go.
That's my favorite line.
Well...
Let's just meet at the map for a cheap drink and decide where to go.
Yes, that's perfect.
Who are you mad at now, Al?
Justin. Still mad at Justin. You just wait till the next time you come in there.
I love coming because everyone knows. Like, your staff knows who I am. It's great.
Justin,
the food is so awful.
There's a question for you here. A question from Kid Nation members.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Why does Justin's hand look dirty?
I know.
We'll get into that here in a few.
You know what?
His hand is brown.
Since we're picking bones this morning, I am so mad at Justin.
I know. You're so mad.
Oh, now Jenna's mad at Justin, too.
I always have your back.
Bone Picking Monday continues with Jenna.
Oh, my.
But before we continue Bone Picking Monday here on the Kid Kraddick Morning Show.
This is so different than Feel Good Friday.
We're here in Miami on our family vacation.
Yes, Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel.
Going in on each other is what we're doing.
Miami is one of the world's most popular vacation spots. And we're here all week on the Kid Nation family vacation. Thanks to Visit Florida for arranging our stay at the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel.
Yo, I don't know if Jenna is having a breakdown because of the beautiful view we have here from the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel. Thanks to visitflorida.com. But Jenna just got all emotional during the break.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I'm embarrassed.
She turned on the faucet, and the tears started coming out.
Was it because of her great date over the weekend, maybe?
Was it the 6'4" guy?
No. Someone just wrote me the sweetest message, and you guys are going to think I'm crazy.
Jenna is dabbing her eyes.
I don't know what happened. I read it to you, and then for some reason I started reminiscing, and it started making me cry, and then I was trying to hide it from everyone.
Can you share the message with us?
Yes. I just got a Snapchat from Katie, and Katie said, I had the strangest dream. You guys are going to think I'm insane.
You're not crazy, Jenna. It's fine.
She said, I had the strangest dream, but on the off chance, I'm a medium. I want to tell you.
There's always a chance.
Not a medium like size. Medium like a person.
Yeah, she's
spiritual, intuitive.
Yeah. I had the strangest dream, but on the off chance that I am a medium, I want to tell you that I dreamt that I spoke to your dog Maximus, and he said that he watches you, and he wants you to know he loves you and is happy. Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't finish it. I don't know. I'm getting really sad about
it. He loves you and he's happy. This is the weirdest thing I've ever said to someone. But I wanted to let you know because it was a sweet message. And it's been eating at me all morning.
Right now.
I want to talk to her just because I want to know what Mac sounds
so
like.
So I asked her. I know, but I don't know why. I just, for some reason, started thinking about how happy I am with my dog, and I haven't thought about Max in a while. Then I felt.
Oh, now you, oh, she guilty.
And I felt bad, and now I miss him. I'm like, oh, I want to talk to him. And then part of me is like, I don't believe any of this. But then she said she's. I asked her if it's the first time. She said that she's like only seen her own family members who have passed on before. This was the first time it was an animal.
And talking. Max was talking.
Well, Kinsey, I'm sorry. Kinsey, I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'm talks,
my
right?
tan's oh, yeah. coming off.
Kinsey, could you come over here and please give us your wonderful dog impersonation? Yeah, my wife.
Kinsey, Kinsey speak. Dogs speak through Kinsey.
Yeah. Here's Max. Let's talk to.
Oh my god,
so teary though for you, Jenna.
Oh, you're crying too. I don't know why that. I'm sorry. That is the weirdest. I've been like feeling something so weird that just made me burst into tears.
Yeah, but somehow we managed to get Max here.
We've channeled.
We've channeled Max.
Hey, Jenna. Hey, you having fun? Oh, your spray tan looks so good. Hey.
Max, are you jealous of Wheezy?
No, I'm so happy. So happy for you.
She has the same voice for every dog.
For not just every dog.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Curtis, how you doing? Curtis?
Hey, I'm good.
Are you having fun?
Curtis is alive.
But he's not here with me.
Only dead animals speak through Kinsey.
Didn't have a Dex voice?
Shug.
Dex is alive.
Our dead squirrel passed away a few months ago. How are you doing, Shug?
Hey, I'm good.
Wait, Kelly's dog, George.
George is alive.
Dang it. Oh, Stretch. Hey, Stretch. What's up, man?
Hey, I can't see you. I can't see you, but I'm good.
Dude,
we can see now, right?
Stretch is, it was blind.
He was blind.
Yeah, but he could
But in heaven,
see
I think you can see.
See now, yeah.
Apparently not. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Who's the one that speaks to dead dogs? That'd be Kinsey, yes. not yeah. you, Al.
Don't you dare ever
I don't
get her
know.
Way. Give it up for my wife and her impersonation of our dead animals.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Every time we're driving by.
All dogs speak exactly the same in heaven.
Yeah. Born.
I'm okay with
squirrels,
that.
Squirrels, dogs,
that was
cats.
Nice, thanks.
We'll drive by a dead animal on the road, and she'll be like, hey, there's a car coming.
That's how dogs sound, though, in my head, too.
Really?
Yeah. Hey,
just like, oh, hello, aloof.
Welcome to Bone Pig Monday, by the way.
Yeah, my tan's coming off.
So far.
You cried it off.
You're going to have tear streaks.
That was weird. I don't know what happened. No, I've showered, but.
So far, Big Al picked the bone with Justin because Justin gave away $600 worth of t-shirts. Well, Justin and our boss, George.
$600.
Because Al didn't give George a discount. And then.
That'll earn you.
And then Justin had a bone to pick with Big Al because he asked for steamed vegetables or what? Just. Fresh vegetables.
Crappy menu.
Yeah.
Thank you, Justin.
And he got lettuce and onions. And so he wrote a Yelp review for that. And then Jenna came in and she's like, well, I got a bone to pick with Justin as well.
I do. Because you guys, I've never been looking forward to a Monday morning more than I was looking forward to this Monday morning at work because of what was taking place last night at 1 a.m. This is how late I was up sacrificing for good content for the show.
Oh, wow.
And Mackenzie and I were talking yesterday. I brought, you know, my best girlfriend along with me. And we're in South Beach and the weather was a little bit rainy when we got in yesterday. And we're like, oh, my gosh, we want to be tan. And it's raining.
Sure.
And it's South Beach. I'm thinking they have spray tans everywhere here.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't we do that? And I found someone to come to the hotel. The mobile service is what's a really big deal. Yeah, the hotel put me in touch with someone. Yeah, on Thursdays we tan is her Instagram name. On Thursdays we tan, which I know it was Sunday. But anyway, so we had her come late. And Justin's like, I've never gotten a spray tan before. So here I am thinking, we're going to get him tan.
Yeah.
I was excited, too.
He has no idea
gonna
what's
be
going
so
on.
Beautiful gold.
So we tan, and then Justin comes down, and we have a video of this on YouTube. You guys, I laughed harder than I've laughed in the longest time. We were snapping it last night.
Now, is it just like when you go to a studio, she brings everything to you? Like,
yeah, pop-up tent. And I've done this back home, but yeah, they bring a pop-up tent and just, you know, a duffel bag with the airbrush tan, so they do it by hand.
Is it warm?
You stand in a tent that has three sides.
Cold.
It is cold.
Oh.
It can be a little chilly. Sometimes they'll do a heater over you.
Did you go commando?
No, I should have.
No,
I
we
really
wanted lines, so we wore underwear, and he wore boxers, so we're getting him ready to go. But what Justin didn't know is they have a variety of shades. And so I wanted to go like medium dark, and so did my girlfriend. And then Justin, she does bodybuilders.
Wait.
So we
guy
said,
question here, Jenna. Yeah. I'm so sorry. When you said we went wanted tan lines, so we just went underwear. Bra and panties?
No. Just a thong, yeah.
and Justin just yes. hangs out?
Yeah, we were okay. trying to keep him, you know, because wow. that's, it's not really the most comfortable thing even to be around yeah. your own friends and be naked.
Yeah.
But we had been naked at that point for an hour trying to dry, and so it was midnight, and I wanted Justin to get his tan.
We
so,
just kept it very professional.
So I held the recorder.
So y'all are all
as I'm drying off camera, uh-huh. so as Justin got his tan, and we had it set up to where he was going to get the bodybuilder competition black was the color.
Oh, my. Oh.
And so
really dark.
He was instructed
I wasn't
to
all
leave
about
it on for 12 hours, and he rolls in this morning having already showered and, of course, looking gorgeous.
Just look at
anytime
this.
We try and make Justin look bad, yeah. he looks great.
I know. I was excited.
You weren't supposed to wash it. And I paid $60 for you to get Justin. A tan.
I was
only to do that.
I was excited to look burnt. Like, I was excited. I was so down for it. It was going to be funny. But I thought it was okay to take a shower as soon as I wake mm-hmm. up. I was like, I'm going to be at work. I want to smell good. I want to feel good. So I'm just going to rinse off. I thought she said 6 hours of wearing the tan.
You should have left it on. So what color would he have been?
This is what he was going to have been.
He would
have
been darker
this
than Al.
This is why. Do you see this? He wow. went from white
that's
to darker
white
than Al.
White?
That's yeah, Justin. This is a white girl, actually.
Oh.
Whoa.
A bodybuilder.
That's like Wesley Snipes dark.
This right was the goal. You see the comedic. I mean, you can't. You guys
it was
can't
gonna
see this
be
photo.
Perfect
we'll post
too,
it. He was
going
to go, like you would imagine, from white to absolutely
that's
black.
A white person?
Yeah.
With this wow. blonde hair.
It's what the bodybuilders get. And said he washed. So could you imagine how great it would have been if he walked in
but
here like this?
Wash
morning,
it off. I just rinsed
you're
off.
You're not supposed to rinse.
The same.
And it was 6 hours of it.
Yeah, it was supposed to be 12.
And I thought it was 6 hours.
Well, you decided to be beautiful rather than be funny.
And yeah. I love it. I so look yes. like a beautiful golden graham, a chicken strip. I look gorgeous.
But you do need to
I wanted
yeah. your
you
hands.
To be more Cocoa Puff.
Yeah, you still yeah. got you still got some Oreo on your on the palm of your hand.
You're like yes. you're like Tiger Woods, brown and fading.
mostly brown. You should and
mostly
fading.
Brown and fading.
It's an ugly tan line. It's like
but if you want to see
like
how he would have looked, I have it. We have the video,
of him
right,
messing.
Anna? Up on Kid Nation, you can see the video.
Get off tan,
because he
gorgeous.
Was so dark last night, you guys.
Oh, imagine how great you would have looked in your romp him and your super dark
the
tan.
Romp him
yes,
came.
My romp him is here, y'all. It
did
is
make
here.
It.
Okay. Yes, it made. Yes, it
how
came in
it
the
look?
Mail last day before we left.
Yay.
Oh, it's a little snug. It's
a little
for you?
It's a little snug. I got it from China.
Okay.
So it's size for people who are in China.
Okay.
And they're they're not as tall or big.
The
what
sizes
size
are
it?
Different.
It's extra large.
And what
it's
was the biggest?
That was the biggest. It was. Oh, that's extra
yeah,
large.
Yeah, that's not right if it's still too small. Because you're
know,
not that
a,
big.
Yeah.
Is it a kid's?
Well, you know, they size them different there.
It's a China XL.
It's like a whole
yeah,
other
it's yeah. a China XL.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, shit, it
when
looks
are,
like it's
when
washed.
Are we going to get to see this?
Spreading it out through the week, somewhere where it's going to be nice, though. Because, like, it's snug. I just, you have to tuck, and the buttons are stressed.
Well, you know what? You're going to be, I'm assuming, eating a lot this week. So, you might want to wear it earlier rather than
should
later.
Should I wear it tomorrow? Should I bust it out? Okay, let's bust it out tomorrow.
Because, I mean, you're going to be busting out
I think you should wear
it
on the boat dinner.
That's what I was thinking,
can,
too.
Yeah, that'd be good. Can we invest in a fanny pack to cover anything that could be showing
yeah,
due to the snugness?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Even if you tuck, you're going to have some.
Yeah, like there's, you know.
Stuff.
Is it a girl's extra large? Did you order a girl's
yeah.
number
no,
by
it's,
mistake?
It's for a guy, and the guy is wearing it
in the picture?
On the picture online.
Is
yeah.
it, was it an Asian guy wearing it?
But he had a satchel. It wasn't an Asian man.
They might even
so.
Throw
it was
in
a,
an Asian.
It was a skinny white man.
But it fit him fine. It
sure
snug.
Did. It sure did.
He was
did.
Probably wearing the triple XL.
Yeah. Yeah, and he looked like he didn't have to lose any weight. So, but I still look cute and chubby and
I'm
tan
sure
and this hair. Oh, man. Thank you so much for this beautiful tan, Jenna.
I don't want to say you're welcome. I'm upset about it.
You spent good
hand.
Money on
I
it.
Yeah. I did. I wanted it to be really dark. Mine.
So, I'm going to have a tan blonde hair and a rompy home in Miami. It's going to be, I'll look fresh on a boat. Ooh. Oh, I'm so excited.
I almost got duped by Justin because my wife was shopping and she found a romp him at a store, and those are hard to find, and she thought of Justin right away. So
she was thinking of you.
She knew I was not gonna wear them. I'm not wearing my committed.
You could have worn it in Miami.
No,
you could
Kelly,
have.
I can't.
You guys used to be such good sports that day that you all wore the thongs.
Yeah.
Wore
you
thongs
wear a bikini
and dance for me, but you won't wear a romp.
You've worn
together.
A bikini on the air.
I know.
You've worn.
You would have
everything.
Looked so cute
but
in a romp.
Here's
yeah.
what I picture.
You guys
would have
looked so cute.
I picture
cute.
My son in about 5 years looking up on the internet my name.
He could wear it.
Finding these pictures and asking me why, Dad.
Because you're an entertainer.
What? You think that he, you don't think he's going to look at that commercial of you and Big Al rubbing each other down in baby oil and say, why,
I'm
Dad?
Currently hiring somebody to take that down.
At least JC can say, I may have done this, 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 but I put my foot down on the
bumper. Yeah, I put my foot down. But
why
what
not
about
the
what about giving Al a hickey in a sleeping bag?
That was old JC trying to get his name on the show, Jeff.
Yeah, that's true.
I had to do it.
So you have nothing left to prove?
But once you go that far, why would you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is like tame compared to other stuff you've done.
Why wouldn't you want to romp him?
Because I just don't feel him.
You just don't feel
him. I don't feel the romp hims or the lacy stuff.
Just wait until everyone starts wearing them, and then you're going to jump on the bandwagon. No.
If I see Justin Bieber wear one, I would maybe think about it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I do. Justin basically is Justin Bieber right now.
But my wife hit him up, and he goes, how much is the romp him? And she goes, $80.
No,
80.
Well, how much was it?
Well, this is how she goes. They've got romp hems right here, right now. I texted her. I was like, I don't have enough time to get there.
Yeah.
So I said, get me one right now, and I'll Venmo you later. And she goes, sorry, just left. And
then
I was like,
money,
dang it.
Justin.
You know what
I
happened?
So then I called them, and I was like, how much are the rompers? And they're $89.
$89.
That's a lot.
Well, she called me. Thank God she called me, because she goes, hey, I'm going to buy Justin a romp him. They're $89. He says he's going to Venmo me. And I was like, don't you dare, because we will never see that money ever again.
Yeah, that's true.
I would have had to pay you on Friday.
How much of your allotted cash do you still have that you got for this trip?
Oh, I think like $22.